Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Demons have a massive grand final this Saturday against the Bulldogs, so we're bringing on a Brayshaw with some star power.
In 4 days, this man is hoping to win an AFL grand final with the D's.
Comes to Brayshaw, Brayshaw flying shot at goal, there's the sealer!
But he has a lot to live up to, given his uncle's grand final history.
There's not many premiership players in the family.
You're talking to one. In fact, how many do I win? Seriously.
Please welcome Angus Brayshaw.
There he is, Gussie boy. Nice chatting to you always, but especially in grand final week.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having me, gents. It's nice to have you over here, Uncle James, as well, now out of quarantine. And Bill, having just retired, I feel like I'm... It's an honour to speak to the two of you at the moment, especially you, Bill. It might be the last time we chat.
Oh, geez, radio, gee, you're a nice bloke, Gus. I'm still doing radio, mate. I'd only got the arse from the TV. But, hey, how are you really? Because, we're all trying to talk about it over here. There's not much happening, so we're trying to get involved. But big grand final, what, in 3 or 4 days, mate? How are you actually feeling right now?
Well, yeah, look, it's been an interesting month, I guess, with because we came over here going on 3 weeks ago, and we've had 2 weeks off, consecutive sort of game, so with a lot of spare time. I've been very fortunate, obviously, a lot of family over here that I can fill that in, but it's been weird. It's been an interesting experience, and the game against Long was awesome. Hopefully we can replicate that on the weekend and put a cherry on top. But everyone's been loving it. The weather over here has been great. The support from our Perth supporters has been unreal, and the weather's been good. What's the weather like in Melbourne, Bill, at the moment?
At the minute, it's 11 degrees and windy.
We're doing it all right. We're very lucky. So, it's good. It's been good.
How have those two breaks gone? A lot of people are talking outside the Melbourne tent about one game in 28 days not necessarily being ideal. What about from inside the tent? How are you assessing it?
It's a new challenge. We started over the bye. We've got a pretty good routine. Burjo and Goody put together a great 2-week program almost to give us a good balance of time away and also not losing touch and fitness and stuff. So we've basically rolled that out for the last 2 weeks, and I mean it worked well against Geelong. Yeah. So we were all in good shape. I think also with a few injuries and stuff, it's been good to give those boys a few more weeks sort of to try and get up. So we've got a really healthy list at the moment. I think from inside our camp, it's all really positive. So and we're going to be 100% ready to go. I'm sure the Doggies will as well. But so I think it's from a neutral point of view, going to be good to see two really fresh teams just going at it with 100%.
The white hot Demons taking on the red hot Dogs. It's going to be a beauty. But they say that about one game in a month, Jim. Melbourne played the 29th of August to feed the Lions, then played the 10th of September, smashed the Cats, and then they play this week. So that's actually 3 games in a month.
Yeah, Bill. Well, I don't know what everyone's saying, because clearly you figured it out. And if you can, then I don't know what people are...
I know.
I don't know what the trouble is.
But I want to stop that, because that's...
Bill, have
games.
A think about it.
What?
You've got the bookends of the 2 games, and you got one in the middle... In 28 days, that's what the equation is, Bill.
All right, then.
This way, Angus, you're getting a good indication of what I deal with every single day. Now, what about the tickets, please?
Oh, yes,
because,
geez,
the Brayshaw family have got their eye in, from what I understand. They've come from everywhere.
Yeah, well, geez, I have to give my undying gratitude to Deborah Brayshaw, my mother. Because she
for putting up with your father for 30 years?
Well, that's obvious. I think that goes without saying. But for everyone who doesn't know, then certainly that for putting up with him, that's undeniable. But moreover, I think the mechanics of the ticketing system is if you've got barcodes as a member, paid up member of Melbourne, then you can apply for your tickets. And I think the amount that Deborah sort of organised from members at home who wouldn't be able to come to the game so that we can fit in, as you said, a very strong Brayshaw contingent into the biggest game of my life has been incredible. And so I'm sure even you, James, would have people saying, can you get a ticket here and there? And the amount, it gets big on you pretty quickly. And when in a week you know, when I'm trying to focus on footy, doing all that stuff, juggling all those balls in the air. I'm very, very thankful that Deborah's been able to organise all that for me. So we're going to have a strong representation. I think about, 20-odd Brayshaws are going to be coming in some capacity. Geez. So, or people, family members, more or less. So it's a big effort, and I'm very thankful for it.
Well done. Well done. Thank God for Deborah. Speaking of that, man. The old man, he was on your podcast with yourself and Maxie Gornon. You would have heard it, Gussie, but quite interesting, this.
Bring him in. It's my old man and Mark Brayshaw. Thanks for coming on.
Nice to have me. I tell you what, it's a glow. Congratulations, boys. You played very well. And on behalf of all the families, keep it up.
Yeah, well said.
Nice to have me.
Nice to have me. Well, look, geez, this is what I, you know, people often ask me about Mark Brayshaw, and my response goes something along the lines of, I you don't get a choice ultimately who fathers you. You just sort of come out, and that's the way it is. Whereas you've had 50 odd years on this planet, James, and you still choose to associate with him. So I asked the question of you, what the hell you're thinking? I don't have a choice.
He's the smartest dumb bastard I've ever met, your old man. And, well, the other thing I've said many times, I don't remember ever doing this, but I must have slid in with Mum, but so, because there's no way he has had anything to do with someone as talented as yourself.
Well, the four of them, Gussie, the four of them are bloody
that's true.
Unbelievable. That's true. Yeah, so he's done something right. And what about all injuries? We're all good. We're all up and about. Young Spargs, he's okay?
Yeah, young Spargs is good. Maisie, as far as I'm aware, is as close to 100% as is physically possible. Joel Smith, Chaden Hunt, they're all, I think everyone's hands up in the air, which is good from a, obviously you want to be able to pick from your whole complement on your list, but it's, there's going to be some unlucky blokes and, that's a reality that, going to be hard for people to, face, but it's, I think what's important to, consider is that without all these blokes, no matter who's picked and who isn't, it really has taken a huge effort from our whole list and coaches involved and staff. So everyone should feel like, no matter who's picked, that they've, been instrumental in getting us to this point.
Bailey Smith is in white hot form, speaking of white hot, and he's a wingman, and so are you. Is that you just head over the other side and let Ed Langdon sort that out, or what do?
Well, I take directions from Ed. Obviously, as part of the Wingers Club, he's got more tenure than I do. So whatever he says goes. And maybe Ed wants to get off the leash, And in that case, I'll put the clamps on. And if he's feeling it the other way, then what Ed says goes. So I'm excited. And they've got some talking about their wingers. Lockie Hunter's pretty good player as well. And I've got McRae spits through sometimes, so we're going to have our work cut out for us, no matter who plays where. But Bailey Smith certainly a young Sandringham Dragon, which you love to see. He's a Sandringham Dragon myself, so we're good representation at Grand Final Day for us, which is good.
Yeah. I love it. It's going to be one of the crackers. We can't wait. It's a fairy tale story, as you know. Your famous footy club hasn't greeted the judges for 50 odd years, so. Jeez, it's going to be a big, big night if you can get this game done. So good luck with the build-up. Enjoy it and have a great time playing that game.
Yeah, I will. Thanks very much for the chat, gents. And I'll see you soon, Uncle James. I reckon we've got a family catch-up on the cards Thursday. So see you then.
I will, and I'm looking forward to it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.